Coptic civilization, Coptic culture, and Coptic spirituality have 2,000 years of Christianity, several more thousand years of ancient Egyptian civilization. So this is a serious business to study at the academic level, master's, PhD. What attracts non-Copts to Coptic studies? I'm always curious about that myself, I'm sure. Your very presence here today expresses your curiosity about a Dutch girl from the countryside of the Netherlands goes to Egypt, dedicates her career to this, goes to Indonesia, come to America, teaches in four continents, attends conferences in five continents, and has a mission in life. And that mission started with Coptic and then extended to Islam, and now she has one combined brain that combines these two. We are always amazed by the new generation. Always. Generation after generation after generation. And that gives us a hope for the future. And the new generation of Coptology scholars are amazing. Each one of them has a unique story. And that story inspires us and keeps us going. In the last several public lectures that we had in the school here, each time we heard from two different students about their life story. We heard about one student who travels 400 miles to come here every week to finish her PhD in Coptic studies. And today we have a story from Stephen Dillon, who is not a Copt, but he has his own story about Coptic studies in the PhD program. Please help me welcome Stephen Dillon to the podium.